Welcome to the Woods Recruiting Podcast. I'm your host, Al Woods. The Woods Recruiting Podcast is all about recruiting news, player updates, interviews, blog posts, Q&A, opinion, recruiting scouts, recruiting insights, and a whole lot more. Episode number 2. Today's sponsor is Amazon, and I want to tell you about the CrossFit workout training glove. It's a great glove for athletes who are into lifting weights and doing a lot of serious conditioning and working out. So there's a great glove. It'll be in the description below the podcast, and there's a link to where you can check out the glove. It goes for $29.95. And I think it's great for athletes because you're constantly training and looking to get in shape, and you need something to protect your hands. But this glove is for the CrossFit, where you're lifting weights, or maybe you're hitting the punching bag, or you're doing something else that requires you to wear gloves. So check out the CrossFit workout training glove. How to stand out in the new age of recruiting. That's the podcast for today. Recruiting is very challenging, as we all know, but there are things you can do to stand out, to gain the attention of college coaches. So the first example I have for all student athletes to do, along with their parents' help and their coaches' guidance, is to make out a list of all the college programs in your home state that you're interested in playing ball for. So what you want to do is to break it down into four categories. Category number one would be to list all the Division I schools in your home state. Then you want to list all the Division II schools. Category number three would be to list all the Division III schools. And then the final category, list all of the NAIA schools in your home state. So break all of those programs down to division. Then create the contact information associated with each college program. For example, you're going to want to name the names of the coaches, head coach, assistant coaches, phone numbers, and email addresses. You also are probably going to want the address that is to that particular sports athletic office. So keep in mind, writing a letter to the school address is not going to get to the coach. Their address is probably separate. So find out the correct mailing address as well. So now you've compiled that list of information. Now you want to contact those schools. But what are you going to send them? So the second step in this process is you probably want to create an athletic profile. Build an athletic profile. So that's going to include your picture, a video, and detailed description of what you can do athletically. What can you do? Can you even play? So you want to describe to the coach the kind of player you are. You want to list your grades. So put your GPA, SAT score, ACT score, if you've taken those already. But explain to the coach what kind of player you are. Give descriptions, give maybe some details of your best games. Talk about your training methods, how hard you work. You know, what are the training techniques that you use? Build an athletic profile because you're going to need to send college coaches something that will pique their interest about you if you have a good athletic profile. The next step would be to go to camps or tournaments, or if you play club ball, you want to be heavily involved in that. Those are things that you can list in your athletic profile of where you will be playing at, what camps you will be attending, what tournaments you'll be at. That's great because the colleges, those coaches may be at those events and they may want to come check you out. They may want to come talk with you. They may want to exchange contact information with you. You know, you're giving them your phone number, mailing address. They're giving you their business card. But I think if you can follow those three main components, this is how you're going to stand out in the new age of recruiting, where you're going to create a list of college programs. That's critical. You're going to build an athletic profile. That's critical. And then you want to be seen at events. So the events are very important because this is where large numbers of college coaches go. You know, going to an individual high school game, they don't really do that as much. They still do, but not as much. Your best bet is to be at an event or a tournament or a club event where you know there's going to be a large number of college coaches in attendance. You don't want to go play ball in front of somebody and there's nobody there to evaluate your talent. So be careful of that. Be mindful of that. So those are some of the top recruiting strategies and tips that you can use. This is how you're going to stand out in the new age of recruiting. So if you've got any comments about this podcast, feel free to leave a description or a comment. Feel free to leave a comment in the comment section below. So thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.